Welcome to another podcast from Air Insight, LLC.
Hi, today is Thursday, March 13th, 2008. This is the Air Insight team of Addison Schulman and Scott Hamilton. And we wanted to take a few minutes to talk about the Southwest Airlines situation, most recently triggered by the grounding of about 8% of its fleet for safety issues. We're really not going to talk about the safety issues in and of themselves because I think that the media has pretty well covered that. But what we do want to talk about is a little bit, does this portend something deeper, fundamentally wrong with Southwest? And here's the premise. We've had a number of airplane incidents with Southwest. We had the fatal crash, what is now a couple of years ago, at Chicago Midway Airport, in which one person on the ground was killed when the airplane overran the runway. We've had a few other airport incidences. We've now had these safety violations. And Southwest has also had a number of highly publicized customer service incidents that have garnered millions of dollars of negative publicity. And the question to pose here is, does all of this indicate something more fundamentally and systemically wrong at Southwest? Addison?
Well, let's start off with the customer service issues. I find that, of course, very amusing. The customer service issues have resolved around essentially pretty young women in short skirts, which is a strange thing for them to get into trouble for. And clearly it wasn't necessarily company policy, but gate agents that have made decisions, shall we say, or flight attendants that have made decisions that the company has got embarrassed over, that's true. And of course they if they had followed the Ryanair model, every time something embarrassing happens, you find a great opportunity to advertise on it. So I think that the situation with the customer issues, it was a peculiar thing that had it happened once, nobody would have remembered. But of course, the first person got the attention of Richard Branson because he was trying to launch his airline, Virgin America. So she got more than her 15 minutes of fame. And then they had two more young ladies who were, shall we say, for whatever reasons they attracted attention. They too got their moment in the media. So the media will seem to have now come up with a thing that anytime somebody has a problem on Southwest, if you're a young woman and you're scantily clad, you got your moment. So, you know, that.
Well, we can't forget the fisherman who was wearing a T-shirt that said Master Baiter, B-A-I-T-E-R.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And he was asked to remove his shirt as well. So
it could have been because of the smell, though.
Yeah, well, who knows, but you've got all those customer service issues and then you have all these safety issues and airplane incidents and so on. I just wonder if over the years Southwest has kind of outgrown its own infrastructure to be able to handle its own growth. It seems to me that it's possible some of the customer service training has fallen down. It's clear that the safety oversight has fallen down. You know, in relation to this grounding, Southwest suspended some employees over this thing. And when you have to ground 40-some-odd airplanes for safety inspections, and it now becomes a congressional federal oversight matter with Congressman Oberstar and his aviation subcommittee, it tells me that something else is going on here in the infrastructure of Southwest that they have lost control of.
Well, let me come to that with a sort of a counter thing. Oberstar seems to have the bit between his teeth for some reason. He's a he makes some strange pronouncements, and I think if Southwest were not based in Dallas but based in Minneapolis, we wouldn't hear a peep from him. Moreover, Southwest has a phenomenally good record in terms of safety, except for that child that got killed in the accident in Midway, which was a terrible tragedy. Nobody has ever been killed on a Southwest plane. And I think that the concern is clear. If there has been a violation, the company's taken it very seriously. They pulled all those planes out of service yesterday, checked them all out, and by tonight they should have all of them back in service again, which would seem to me that this was not such a radical threat to safety if these planes can be looked at and investigated so quickly. So I think that a lot of this concern about Southwest's fleet, I think, is just basically hysteria. And I would like to think that Southwest management did a very brave thing yesterday by saying, okay, we'll pull all our planes out, we'll check them all out, we'll make sure that they're fine, and then we'll put them back into service only if they are in fact not a safety threat.
Well, I agree that they did a very brave thing, although in the end they may have had no choice. Maybe the FAA was told them that they needed to do it, or was about to tell them they needed to do it. But let's remember, the Chicago Midway accident was not the first high-profile runway overrun, and it was only by the grace of God that the Burbank, California overrun many years ago, where the 737 wound up touching the pricing pole of a gas station at the end of the runway at Burbank Airport, that nobody was killed, or I'm not even sure if anybody was actually seriously hurt in that one. But had that airplane gone another, you know, few feet or few yards, it would have hit the gas pumps at the gas station, and it would have been a real disaster. And Southwest fired those two pilots, as I recall, for landing long, as they landed long at Midway. Although those pilots, I don't think, have been fired. But it just seems to me that Southwest's infrastructure has been falling short on what it should be doing on customer service and on safety. And I just wonder if at this point Southwest really needs to either rein in its growth, or if it needs to really undergo its kind of a safety audit like Alaska did after the tragedy with Flight 261 many years ago. Something here just doesn't feel right to me.
It's interesting that's a perception you have, because I have a flight that I'm booked on to fly to the East Coast on Southwest, and this particular news has not given me even a moment's cause or thought to change my reservation. I just have so much confidence in the airline.
Well, I'm not suggesting that the airline is unsafe. I'm just saying that it may not be where it ought to be.
And that's our views on the news of Southwest Airlines pulling its planes out for inspections yesterday. From the Air Insight team, this is Addison Schoenland and Scott Hamilton.
This podcast is copyrighted by Air Insight LLC.